It's time for Football Friday with Paul Feinbaum, presented by Bryant Bank, your hometown bank with big bank benefits, located in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Now, here's Dan Brennan and Dalton Erwig.
And Paul Feinbaum, Football Fridays with the Feinbaum, brought to you by Bryant Bank. And Paul Feinbaum joins us right now. And good morning, Paul. How are you?
Things are great. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, and we're moving along. It's, kind of a new turn, a new twist to the Paul Feinbaum show with this newest edition of college football is all this playoff talk. And I've got to say, as confusing as it's been over the course of the year, it is really different and kind of entertaining in a different way that we really have no idea who's going to get in and how with 2 weeks left to go in the season.
No, I mean, we just literally quit talking about the games and start obsessing over what this committee of 13 people announces every Tuesday night. And you know, I don't want to act like I'm not part of it. I am. I think most people, if you polled a bar in Mobile right now, nobody could tell you how it works, and it really doesn't matter. But as it stands right now, they've got the SEC champion with a bye, and the other three are playing on the road, which does not make many people happy with the current setup.
Yeah, I was going to say CFB rankings now in the second week. Was that the second week came out?
Yeah, I believe they did two.
Third.
And the one constant is that a lot of grumbling coming out of this corner of the country.
Yeah, and I'm doing a lot of it because I was in Athens over the weekend talking to Kirby Smart, and I think Georgia really feels like they've been screwed. And I don't know how you can say they haven't. I mean, they played the toughest schedule in the country. They've beaten the number three team. They've lost at Alabama and Ole Miss. Any other year they'd be out of it, but this is not any other year. And ultimately, we're sitting here trying to figure it all out. I know some will say, well, why bother? But you just try to get an idea. And in spite of all the things that we've said, really the biggest game of the year is this weekend with Indiana going to Ohio State, because Indiana has played a complete joke of a schedule. And we are literally talking about whether or not they can keep it close to keep them in the playoffs. That's how absurd this has all become.
Yeah, and you've been asked that question a bunch this week. What's your answer been? Is Indiana in if they only lose by a field goal? I mean, obviously they seem they'd be in if they win in Columbus this weekend. But is Indiana, if they do get blown out, do you think it makes much sense for them to stay in with that bad schedule?
No. I'm pretty confident of that. I would like to see the game. In the event that they lose badly, I would leave them home. I mean, they would have accomplished. I mean, their best win of the year would be over Michigan, which I think has lost five games. I know that sounds good, but it really isn't.
You're also very vocal about, I guess, conference championship games overall and how they play into this. They almost play against the competing in this game because, for instance, Alabama gets in, maybe Alabama, Texas, for instance, and Alabama, well, I mean, if Texas loses, if they stay home, but you could be hurting your own chances by trying to win the conference.
Yeah, I mean, Lane Kiffin said something this week, and I think a lot of people really didn't understand it. He said, the coaches don't want to go, as if you have a choice.
Right.
You don't. I asked Greg Sankey, the commissioner, this a week ago, and he said the game should be a reward. When I got to Athens Friday, Kirby Smart found that comment to be rather humorous, considering he played last year, as you guys know, lost, got knocked out of the playoffs with a perfect record until the Alabama game. So it's all confusing. I think ultimately they're going to figure out a way to give the winner of the game a bye and the loser an automatic bid in. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's really no sense in having the game.
Yeah.
You could conceivably see Alabama. Try this one for a tongue twister.
Okay.
Let's say it's Alabama and Texas. Texas wins, and Alabama loses, and then it comes down to a decision probably between Alabama and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Tennessee beat Alabama, and What if Alabama got in over Tennessee? Can you imagine the uproar in Knoxville?
Yeah, that would be – it would be a problem for sure. But on the other side of that, we're talking about Alabama in the SEC championship game, which 4 weeks ago was not something we were thinking there was too high of a chance of that. So now Bama fans, back to being Bama fans, thinking they have a pretty good shot at not just maybe winning the SEC, but winning this whole thing. That's been quite the turnaround.
Yeah, no, it's been – 4 or 5 weeks since everyone, I was leading the parade, writing Alabama off after Tennessee. It looked pretty desperate. Mm-hmm. They turned it around. They beat Missouri, which, good, not great. They beat LSU, which is obviously not very good. So, I mean, if you want to be a worrywart, you go, is Alabama really beating a good team this year? If you want to be an Alabama fan, you go, we can beat anybody. Look at what we're doing. Alabama is playing very well. If you want, back to the worrisome part of it, they're playing at Oklahoma Saturday night. It's a game that, quite frankly, nobody is talking about. Mm-hmm. It's the best game in the SEC this week, and it's like, who cares? It does remind me a little bit of the Vanderbilt game about 8 weeks ago.
You know, it's best game in the SEC this week because Texas is not playing the best game in the SEC. That's one of the problems with Texas. They're number three in this poll. The number eight team kind of beat their brakes off at their own place, and their schedule has been as Indiana-like as any team in the SEC.
Yeah, no, their road games have been at Mississippi State, at Vanderbilt. They played Oklahoma and Dallas,
right.
Neutral site game. They're playing, I'm trying to remember their other road game. It was at
Arkansas.
Arkansas last week, and their non-conference game, which was supposed to be the one that we all raved about at Michigan. It seemed like a big deal at the time. Yeah. Michigan was the defending national champion. We didn't realize Michigan was about as pedestrian as you get. So, yeah, no, I mean, there are a lot of conspiracy theories. I'm going to be in Austin later. So I'll be able to even have more conspiracy theories, but they got the easiest schedule I have ever seen. Statistically, it's probably the easiest SEC schedule in about 60 years.
Yeah, you wonder how that's even possible,
yeah.
but it is, and Texas, because of that, in a really good spot. You mentioned for this coming weekend, Oklahoma might be able to pull off the upset and ruin the day of some Alabama fans. There's some other matchups that look ripe for upsets here that would play into the SEC matchup for the tournament, for the championship game. Who do you think, Paul, has the best chance of pulling the upset? You have Kentucky playing at Texas. You mentioned Oklahoma home against Auburn, but Auburn hosting Texas A&M, that could get interesting as well.
I think the Auburn game is the best shot because Texas A&M has not been a great road team. They've been very good at home, but I don't know. I mean, it just seems like this is about the – by the way, this is the same weekend a year ago that Auburn lost to New Mexico State. Oh, not that that matters.
Diego Pavia.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So I think Auburn has a really good chance to win this game. I think it's time for Auburn to kind of be heard. So that's my gut feeling. And by the way, it's been really hard to believe in anything Auburn has done this year. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like this could be the weekend.
Yeah, I have that same feeling. Paul, let me give you a scenario. You tell me how we work it out from there. Not going to call me anytime soon, but okay. Auburn beats A&M.
Yeah.
A&M next week. They've got Texas at home. They're much better at home. A&M beats Texas. So now you have an A&M team with three or four losses, I guess, at that point. And so Texas A&M.
Yeah. Well, the key, right now A&M has two losses.
Okay.
Auburn would give them three.
Right.
But only two in the SEC. I think A&M would still go.
Wow.
I'm not sure. So everybody would have two losses. You'd have Alabama, and then you're trying to, by the way, Georgia might pop in there. I haven't really gotten that deep into the weeds.
Yeah.
But it's possible Georgia with two losses might trump Texas. Yeah, I think they would, by the way.
Wow. I just can't remember a season where we've been this late in the year saying, who's going to be in the SEC championship? Well, game? Normally we're pre-gaming Georgia-Alabama.
Exactly. You're yeah. right. And Paul's right. We're just talking about all these scenarios rather than concentrating on the talent on the field. But we knew coming into this season, Paul, it was going to be unlike anything we'd seen before. We just didn't know how it was all going to wind out and put us in this position of looking at these games and schedules in such a curious way.
Well, part of the reason is that the SEC schedule has not been very good. It's kind of faded away down the stretch.
Yep.
And you know, last week there was one really great game with Tennessee and Georgia, and this week there's none. And next week, and by the way, some of that is just the fact that, I mean, Alabama-Oklahoma should have been a big game.
Right.
Oklahoma has been a bust this year.
Right.
And this is always that weekend. This is usually what they used to call the cupcake weekend.
Right, yeah.
And then the SEC started last year. Tennessee played Georgia this weekend. So they're trying to at least get one big game. And this year the big game was going to be Alabama-Oklahoma.
And it didn't turn out to be that way.
No, not yet, but we might see it this weekend if Oklahoma can pull off the upset. Paul, thank you once again so much for coming on with us for Football Fridays. We always appreciate it.
Always, guys. See you next week.
All right, Paul Finebaum.
Yeah.
The Paul Finebaum Show, 2 to 6, weekdays here on FM Talk 106.5.
It's nice to know he's, this big national figure, and he's just as disgruntled as us little guys, little nobodies.
I don't know if disgruntled is the right word for me as a Tennessee fan, but I would tell you, normally I would be pulling for the underdog, like Indiana, to pull off the big upset this weekend.
Can't afford to now.
Make it in. But, yeah, as a Tennessee fan and like so many other SEC fans,
yep,
we want to see the underdog story go away quickly.
Yeah, right.
So thanks to Paul Finebaum. Thank you to Bryant Bank for sponsoring Football Fridays with Finebaum. And make sure you check his show out this afternoon, 2 to 6.
Hey, make sure you check our show out, too.
That's right. The Dan and Dalton College Football Show, the podcast, available right after our show this morning. And you can check it out, 8 o'clock at night, right here on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way next.